So this is Daphne Mazurian, called the Mazurian plant. The name sounds a bit odd, but it actually comes from the Persian, which means for Daphne. And it's one of the Daphnes. So this plant doesn't have any leaves at this time of the year. It's deciduous, but it does have the most gorgeous pink flowers, tightly clustered all the way up the stem. And they're very highly scented. It's one of the plants in the botanic gardens that's been here since 1648. This plant itself is actually, it's a woodland plant. The ideal place for it is at the Arboretum, giving some colour to the understory at this time of the year. There's a lot of debate and discussion about whether or not this plant is native in Oxfordshire. The plant itself has been known for a very long time, both obviously for its scent, but also the fact that it's extraordinarily poisonous. And it was used as a poison at one time, but it was also used medicinally. We have the herbalist John Gerard at the end of the 16th century suggesting that it makes a very good cure for drunkenness, because in fact it induces vomiting when mixed with alcohol. But I certainly wouldn't recommend that as a way of dealing with alcohol. The flowers themselves are really beautiful, as I say, they're bright pink. If you look at them very carefully, the odd thing about them is that they don't have petals. The great big pink things that look like petals are in fact sepals. This is the group of organs that actually usually surround very showy petals. So this plant attracts all the pollinators that it needs at this time of the year by having these enormous sepals, which take on the petal function and producing a lot of scent.